Welcome to Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest today is
Adam.
Taj.
All right. So in today's episode, we are doing favorites. So we're going to do video games today. So favorite video games. This will be video games. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yep.
Can be any of them. Yeah. Doesn't matter where they come from.
Is it going to be video games?
It might be video games. We haven't decided yet. Okay. Shut your mouth.
We still got time.
Yep.
Yeah, video games. Let's do it.
Yeah,
guys.
Video games. All right, so we will start with Adam.
Who?
Pick your first Adam.
Who the fuck is this Adam guy?
He just keeps showing up. So, Adam, what is your first game you want to bring up?
My first favorite game, coming back from my childhood, I was a big Game Boy Advance fan.
Nerd.
Metroid Fusion.
Ooh.
Was a game that I always would play all the way through, put it down for a week, and then do it all over again. I thought it was just a great overall game.
Just like this prom date. Gross.
Yep.
Hey, what kind of dress did your left hand wear that night?
So you know I modeled it after Jennifer Lopez and
Couple favorite kisses.
Anyways. So what about Metroid Fusion did you love so much?
It just worked really well with the Game Boy Advance I found, and just the sheer fact of...
You found a Game Boy Advance that it worked with?
That would have been awesome.
Well, no,
it doesn't work
itself
with any of these, but this one.
I found a Game Boy Advance it finally worked with.
The game itself, I played a lot of clunky different platform games. This one actually just felt really nice. There were challenging parts that were just fun after you figure out how to beat the bosses.
Like any other Metroid game.
Yeah.
I mean, I played the game too. It was really fun. It added the different elements to it. It added the new Varia suit, I think it was called. Fusion suit.
Yeah.
To it. Just a good overall general game. You know, good solid Metroid game. Harkening back to one of the original, you know, the original ones where it's, 2D side scroller. What are you licking the microphone for, Cody?
I'm pantomiming licking the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because of Samus, I don't know why. Remember at the end of when you first beat... I don't know if you ever played the original.
Probably a little bit, because it didn't come with Metroid Prime at one point.
Probably. No,
yeah, it was unlockable.
Yeah.
In one of the Prime games.
It might have been.
If you beat it on like hard mode or something like that.
Gotcha. I just remember when you beat the original one. She popped off her lid, and boom, long blonde hair. Like,
dude, it's a girl!
Yeah, I was like, what? She's a chick, and I love this game.
It blew so many nerds' minds.
Yeah,
and
it's like she can, but she can drive. It's so weird.
Well, she was never actually driving in it. She was always
the ship. She played the ship down.
No, but they never showed that part in the game. Only in the Prime version did you actually fly the ship.
Yeah, that's true. I did like that one. So, all right, anything else you want to bring up about Metroid Fusion?
No, I mean, that was just a really great game. I'm actually sad now that I sold it.
Boo.
When I got rid of the Game Boy Advance.
I got a copy in the other room.
Really?
Yep.
You
can't
have
take
a Game
it.
Boy Advance?
I do.
Ooh,
I have two.
Shit.
I had the ice blue one and then the regular like colored one.
I just need
one.
You to take a look around this entire place that we're in and tell me what doesn't Cody have.
I think it would be easier saying what you don't have rather than what you do have. It really honestly would be.
I'm
but like working
venture a
though,
guess
like
that
all of them
there's
are,
a,
yeah.
there's not a
well, it might be charged up. Battery might be bad, but throw some double A's in that some bitch.
I just pretty much assume that there's the Cody doesn't have list is, you know, maybe one thing or two.
Probably. I did find a nest the other day, though. It's in the tub in there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Get it hooked up.
Put some Dreamcast games in there. It's so funny.
Oh.
Not obviously not for it, because that would not work.
GameCube as well. I'm sure you got it.
Yeah, I have GameCube. Yeah.
I still have my GameCube. I actually still have all my consoles from when
yeah,
I was a
kid. Of course. I do, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, so Taji Doge, your first one.
I think I'll start with my Tyson's Punch-Out.
Of course you will.
Not even sure what that means.
Because that was on your list.
Well, yeah, because I told you my list. But
yeah, no, that's why I said of course you will.
I didn't say exactly what was going to be the first
one. It was
going to
be sports.
Well, because I'm black.
You're black?
Whoa.
What the anyways, go ahead. So Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Great game. I love the, you know, tiny little white guy beating up all these gigantic boxers and, you know.
King Hippo.
Big fat guy who's like halfway through.
Whatever his name was.
What?
Soda Popinski.
Soda Popinski.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the variation of different characters that you fight, and then ultimately you get to Mike Tyson at the end, and he's pretty much impossible to beat. Moves faster than lightning. You can't dodge any of his punches. Landing a punch is pretty difficult as well. And, you know, after 30 or 40 attempts, you finally beat him. And you feel like you just conquered the world. And then you play it again. I mean, it's just a wonderful game. I really liked it. Mac, the character, and, you know, the little asides when he's training and on his bike with, I can't remember his trainer's name, you know.
No one can, but.
We'll call him Mickey.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, it was just a fun game to me. I really liked it. It was, you know, the first boxing game that I ever played on any console, and, you know, kind of harkens me back to a game, you know, like Tecmo, where, you know, Tecmo Bowl, where it's just so basic, but
Tecmo Bowl
was a
bomb.
Ton of fun. I think Tecmo Bowl would still be fun today. I think Tyson's Punch-Out was
fucking Madden is anyways.
Well, I think Tecmo Bowl is better than Madden.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that goes, you know, for me, that's an easy pick. If I had to pick Tecmo Bowl over that. I mean, Jerry Rice, who you couldn't catch on it, you know, with 40 guys.
Catch Jerry Rice now.
Yeah.
True.
Or his, what's his young, that commercial he's got where he's got the shitty
Rice
flat
cakes?
Top. Rice, yeah, Rice Cakes. So.
Anyways, back to Mike Tyson.
Back to Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Just a great game. This was, you know, obviously in the height of Mike Tyson's career, early height of his career. So he was extremely popular. They put his name on it. That thing sold like hotcakes. And I just really love that game. It was a lot of fun. Challenging, but fun. And that, to me, never gets old.
Yeah.
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 Did you guys beat it? You beat it, right?
Of course.
Man. Yeah.
Did you?
No.
With Elf the Game Shark.
No.
Yep.
I don't think I ever even made it to Mike Tyson.
I made it to Tyson.
Because there's no save points. So
no,
you have to fucking
not.
Do the whole
goddamn
game.
Yeah, you just
gotta
go through it. And
you kids now are spoiling your goddamn save points. Bullshit. Bullshit. You wanted to save your progress? You left your fucking TV turned on.
Yeah. How many NES games did you guys beat?
Well, I almost beat all of them.
I was gonna say, I think pretty much
other
beat
ones,
all
I mean,
of them.
Like, there's some games
like
you,
no save
you
points,
beat,
no anything. I mean, just actually
well, like,
beat.
You could save stuff.
No, most original SNES games never had save.
Well, like Zelda had.
Was the first one that actually had a battery built into it so that you could save your games.
Yep. Yeah.
I think a lot of them were just you get on and play until you're
like when you wanted to show some, like when you beat Mario for the first time and you want to go back and show like the ones where it's all the Goombas are Beatles, you have to beat the whole fucking game just to show someone. So you're sitting there for a bunch of hours.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Back in the day, there were no save cartridges or anything.
Problem is, Mike knows nothing about that because he's all 12 years old, so.
He's younger.
Yeah, I know.
Man is actually younger.
I don't even know who you are, so it doesn't matter.
He's a fetus. That we taught
to talk?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Science,
Quato.
Bitch.
Science, bitch. Open your mouth to me.
For some reason, I thought you said open your mouth to me. I was like, did you
actually
watch like,
exactly
the full
what I thought
penetration
said too, I'm not gonna lie.
Version of Total Recall?
Yeah. If there's a full penetration
version called Total Penetration,
I will totally watch it.
Instead of trying to pull the big orb out of his nose, he shoved
it right in his ass.
Oh.
That's so gross. It's perfect.
You ever wonder how that came out without breaking something? Like, when he starts pulling out, it's
just
like
just destroying his entire
nostril. Like, I don't know if you know, like, tap on your face, there's bone right there. Like, that's just what I was like.
He broke that. Obviously,
not,
he broke
like,
that.
Rest of the time, he's like talking all funny.
No, no, no. It expanded as soon as it got past that point. So,
no, no. Shit was like that. It was like up here, like all big, right? Right
I'm
below
just
his
making
eye.
Shit up.
No, no.
Eyeball moves out of the way.
It was like the Matrix.
Oh, so there's no spoon.
Exactly. Well,
there's
no
ball.
Yupel Yuff's saying that, by the way. You heard that? Joe Yupel, he's like, there's no spoon. Like, the fuck are you talking about? He's like, Matrix.
And then he just walks away.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant.
Yeah. He says that to his dad before his dad passed away. His dad had no legs. He used to say that shit to his dad. Joe, if you're listening, that's fucking hilarious and evil. But
but perfectly.
Yeah. I'll post that meme. I have that meme still I made of the reindeer games. As I call it, the remake of Forrest Gump. Because it's got Ben Affleck in the front yelling. But behind him is Gary Sinise. And he kind of looks like Lieutenant Dan with a beard and long hair. So I put in there's like
the really scum bucket.
Yeah, it's like you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. It was fantastic.
Beautiful.
Because it looks like he's all retarded and talking. So, anyways, all right. So Punch Out and more about Punch Out. Now that we're completely fucking off.
Topic. I'm good for now.
Okay, Michael, Mike. Your first one. Mike. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Inside joke.
NBA Jam is going to be my first pick.
Fucking basketball.
I tried to...
Goddamn basketball fans.
Seriously. I know. I hate them. Now, the one about this, I remember playing it on arcade mode, like actually in an arcade a lot. And then when I
He's on fire!
Yeah, all the commentary is fantastic. Oh, yeah. But when I finally got it for the Genesis, is one of the later model ones. So it had like Barkley to the Suns. Because it came out in 93. So some of the characters weren't on there on the original run. So I had the copy, I think the last actual run of it. So it had Barkley on the Suns. And just some of the things that I loved about it, one, the cheats, the power-ups. You can get a
big head
up.
Mode.
Yeah, you can go big
always
head mode.
Always playing big head mode.
Absolutely.
You can go power
on
ups.
On fire all the time.
Yeah, that's cheating. So they had power ups for basically everything.
Earn that shit.
And then the special characters.
Oh, yeah.
Which you could get players that were not in the game originally for whatever reason, because you only had like three or four players for each team.
Yeah, they're all the big
people. I wrote down some of them just so you can get an idea. Air Dog.
Yeah.
Al Gore.
I fucking remember that shit.
Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Chow Chow.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Sal Davida. Jamie Rivett. Kabuki. Mark Turmel. Yeah. P-Funk.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Scruff. Warren Moon. And Weasel.
Yep.
Jeez. On top of the fact that you can get other NBA players on there too,
those like
a lot
the
of those
super
guys,
crazy
like
ones.
Sal Davida was the voice for Scorpion, I think, in the Mortal Kombat games. Yeah, just a lot of inside stuff. One of them was the guy that did the motion cap for all the dunks and stuff. So they threw his likeness on there too as a special cheat, which I thought was pretty cool. And so you guys remember how it goes. So you pick two players at halftime. You got to switch the players if you wanted to, or you can keep them. So it was I wrote down, because as I was remembering this, went back and played some of it and realized like how much I did love it. My favorite characters to play with. So you had Charlotte Hornets, which you would think like Charlotte Hornets.
Penny fucking Hardaway,
they
right?
They were good in NBA Jam.
Yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
Muggsy.
Yeah.
Alonzo Mourning. And Larry Johnson, fucking grandmama.
Grandmama.
Yeah. Chicago Bulls, you had Pippen, Kerr, and Rodman. Michael Jordan
Rodman,
didn't have the license.
Rodman the blocks.
Did
you, know,
did
just,
you
yeah.
fall for the rumors that Michael Jordan was actually hidden in the game if you completed like so many insane,
I
had to be on fire for 20 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, and then later I realized
you had to be on fire but not score a point for 20 minutes? Right?
Yeah.
So, Pippen, Kerr, Rodman. What? Seattle Sonics was nasty, too. They had Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Dateless Shrimp. Utah Jazz was fantastic. You got Stockton, Hornacek, and Malone. And then,
that's a pretty unstoppable trio right there.
Then
Kyle Malone.
The one I played
I'm
with.
Kyle Malone.
Oh, man.
Clearly the most was the Phoenix Suns. You had Charles Barkley, Kevin Johnson.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dan Majerle and Danny Manning. So you could literally go to switch it up, get two equally as good. That was always the key because you guys would get fatigued and tired during the game.
Yeah.
Switch that shit up. And then the last part about it was the commentary. I mean, all the quotes, I still quote it. He's on fire. Double dunk. Like all that shit.
Double dunk.
Yeah. But yeah, so that one stuck with me. Like I said, well into, I think, getting or at the end of my PlayStation 2.
Well, playing into games. His wow.
yeah
26th year.
Yeah, I was gonna
yeah,
say.
I'll still jump on because they released the download for it a couple years ago.
Oh, well, they came out
like
the re-release
and stuff. But yeah, that's that.
Totally yeah,
worth it. It was a fun game.
I do remember playing that.
And there would always be a line at the arcade. You know,
hell, sons of bitches.
Shit. Yeah,
you always had that one kid too that was always like 5 years older than everyone else.
It was cool because it was bigger and
it had the
four sticks because you have two people on each. You know, it was super awesome back then.
I hated having to have a partner on that game though because they never did anything right.
Yeah,
like the AI character when you were playing one
was
and
way
the
better
CPU,
than a fucking actual
was way
person.
Way better than anybody else because they did the right things.
Yeah, you didn't have to wait for him to show up. You know, from down court and all. It's just perfect.
Or like you'd see the guys that like they're buddies and they play it all the time. It's like, nope, not fucking playing this game because I'll lose my goddamn
I'll
quarter.
Just wait.
Yep, I'll wait until these guys fucking leave and they're all day.
And then you go down the row and play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because
that
game
was a good game though.
Yep, Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
Yeah,
part two.
Yep. God, and then remember the Simpsons game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you like when if you were Homer and Marge, you could yeah. power up together and like she would like hit people with Homer. I was like, it was awesome. What the fuck is Marge hitting people with Homer? Probably because it wouldn't hurt him, but and then you could like Lisa and Bart and they would do like the little cyclone thing.
Lisa had the jump rope.
Yeah. Has that ever been released on an arcade on like Xbox Live Arcade?
I
don't know. That would be awesome. I want to see that because Turtles.
I want to say yes because they played it. Yeah, Turtles in Time did. Then they re-released Turtles in Time. It sucked balls. I think they released because I think I have it on a virtual console.
That'd be awesome. I've never beaten that game, so I've never seen what.
Because it's long as like. Fuck, and you. Oh yeah. Never.
It was meant to be a quarter eater.
Well, yeah, definitely. And then I realized because that game, my grandmother worked at AMF Inca Lanes.
Oh, in Yuma don't name drop them. I know. AMF, another manager fired.
but so she would work there, and during the summertime. As a kid, I would always just go there. I'd bowl a little bit, and it got to the point by the end of the summer that a dollar worth of quarters would get me through all day in the arcade.
Except for Simpsons.
No, but that was the point. By like to beat it, you had to have at least two people.
Goddamn dinosaur level.
And a shit ton of fucking quarters.
The fucking dinosaur level, dude. It was gonna cost you
at minimum $5. Yeah. Like that's how much you're, and it was a quarter a play. It wasn't like it was like four quarters a play or 75 cents. It was a quarter a play, and you were easily gonna drop $5 on that shit.
Easily.
Did any? Maybe it was a San Diego thing. I don't know. But did Wonderlands exist outside of I mean, Nickel Arcade game.
Yeah, but that was later in life, though. I was in high school when that shit happened.
But totally worth it. It's just a place where you could go and spend your entire evening.
I just remember going there and play Discs of Tron because it was in the free area.
That's right.
I used to fuck that shit up.
Hell yeah.
You had a free area?
It was a Nickel Arcade. It had 25 cent ones, too. Yeah, it was an arcade. Front of the building was like new games, so you had like the Star Wars games and all that stuff. Middle of the house, which is the biggest area, were all nickel games. And they were all literally a nickel. And they had prize games, too. But they had all the classics and stuff like Street Fighter and all that stuff. Then the back half were all the super old, like fucking like 70s and 80s games. Yeah. You had like Discotron. You had like all those like classic games. Dude, they had the Nintendo arcade one that had like the original version of Super Mario Brother in there and like all sorts of shit. Yeah.
Such a great
Neo
place.
Geo cabinets and stuff where you can play Samurai Showdown. And
I still love that game, by the way.
Yeah. I have a. Where'd I put it? I found my Neo Geo memory card.
Your little, really?
The one you take because I had Neo Geo and I had a Jaguar, obviously. but you could take it, and like, so if you had Samurai Showdown or whatever, you could go and play your game there.
Yeah.
It was super awesome. They had like Metal Slug and stuff like that. It was super fucking badass.
I miss that shit. I would still go to a place like that today. And wasted an entire afternoon.
Not nowadays when you go to fucking like Dave and Buster's and it's a dollar for one fucking game.
Well, that's the fucking problem. I mean, they either fucking rake you across the coals.
Yeah. Bullshit.
For shitty ass games half the time. Dude, that's the problem.
Was it Ninja?
Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja they have on there?
Yeah, the fucking touchscreen didn't work for shit.
It doesn't work for shit and it's like a dollar per play.
Yeah, I was like, well, fuck off.
Or you can just play a shit ton of ticket games that are all the exact same, called different things.
One fucking button masher one that you just raped for tickets. Dude, bent the fuck this thing over and just raped the shit out of it, dude. It's the one where you have like the big wheel, like the thing, you have to hit it at a certain point. This motherfucker. Got it. Got it. This little kid's like, you're really good. He's like, shut up. Got it. Oh, what up, lady?
Got it.
I got it.
I looked away on that one if you couldn't tell.
You gotta be good at something, right?
Yep. And that was what you're good at.
Yeah.
Hitting different types of buttons.
Yep. Michael, anything else on your game that I can't think of we're talking about? NBA Jam.
Nope.
Got it.
Start off with
and it's back.
Go forgot where the fuck
arcades.
We were at.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know where we're at.
That was good as Punch Out.
Oh, that's right. Lieutenant you talked about Ram. Punch Out. God damn it.
It was a good replay, by the way.
Jesus. Yeah. Joseph, what is your first one?
So, my first game, I really, really love the series of games, but obviously the first one would be the one that I remember the most. Half-Life and the Half-Life series are some of my favorite games of all time because of the storytelling and the way that they have evolved. And I've always seemed to add something extra to the game to keep you...
Like real physics?
Real physics, but really enjoying the experience. And it makes sense within the storyline. But the first game, Half-Life, was the first game that I've ever actually built a computer system in order to play. I remember my parents had gotten...
Really? Really, Mike? Yeah. No nerd comment on that one?
Nope, not at all.
If anything, that should have like got a nerd comment. Like he not built a computer.
I didn't really build the computer.
It's going to slide for long though.
Yeah, what did he manufacture the motherboard himself? He actually made the. I'm just kidding. He didn't do that. Go ahead.
He didn't actually say you were wrong, so he might have.
No, so one of the first actual
on the motherboard.
Like my family has owned computers. Our first computer was an actual Packard Bell. For those who don't know, they're actually still popular over in Europe. It's the company that used to be here. But the first actual computer, because that thing was a POS, was a Gateway system. Yeah. Went down to the actual Gateway stores, you know.
Gateway stores.
Yeah. We would like this computer and blah, blah, blah. And so we got it. And then, you know, sometime later, I discovered PC gaming. And, of course, there's, like, no graphics cards in those Gateway computers at all. So I begged my parents for my birthday one year to get me a graphics card. I don't even know what it was. All I knew is that it could play Half-Life. Because I remember seeing a friend of mine who had a computer that could play this game. And it was so awesome. It was my first real 3D game. Because up until that point, I don't even think that the N64 had been out. There has no, you know, everything was SNES, 94? Genesis. 94? It was 1998 when it was released.
No, the 64 had been out.
So the 64 had been out, but this would be my first real PC PC system, and it sparked a, you know, long line of building PCs and playing games, especially the Half-Life series. It had won multiple awards. It was Valve's first software that they had ever developed by themselves. And it was actually almost wasn't made at one point because it was so over the top, or not over the top, but like
it was expensive to make too.
Yeah. And nobody thought that it would do well, except for Sierra Online. And this was actually one of their first 3D games that they had ever published. They wanted to get into that, and so they picked it up from Valve. Yep.
And they're like, "We'll publish this for you." And Valve's like, "Really? Okay." Gabe Newell's like, "No way!" I remember that game. Have you had a chance to play Black Mesa yet? It's the redone version?
No, I haven't.
I have. Yeah. It's actually pretty cool.
Ask you, Adam?
I'm just chiming in.
Fuck that guy.
Did I look at you and say, "Hey, Adam, have you a chance to play it?" No.
Adam.
Special guest fucking mouthing off. Jesus Christ. I was kidding. Did you like it, though? Was it cool?
Oh, yeah. With the whole... It was based off of the Source engine, right?
Yeah.
Or Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah. New textures and faces and stuff like that. And yeah, it was pretty awesome. I remember that.
But... The story elements that I loved about it, is that there were no chapters. It just was one continuous
story. You got to a door, it loaded, and then you got to open the door and go on. Yeah, it was awesome.
And that was pretty much one of the first PC shooters that I'd ever done that, because like going back to like Doom and Castle Wolfenstein, you'd beat a level and you'd have like a door closed and it shows you your stats from you know what you did throughout the whole entire level, but not half.
Give you a grade level, no, because it was like there's no scoring system, there's no like anything. It was just like, hey, these aliens are here to fuck you up. Survive. See ya.
That's pretty much it.
Good luck.
Yeah. When the G-Man showed up, and
it kept you guessing on what the hell was going on the G-Man showed up.
Yeah, and all like, the shit would happen. You get like, I remember you get to like certain areas, not to cut you off. You get to certain areas, and you're like looking through the thing. You're like, really wish I was over there. Oh, and shit, just like people just get taken out. You're like, never mind, I don't want to go over there.
Mm-mm.
Nope, I'm good. Thanks, yeah, I'm gonna go through this door. I'm over. I'm stage left over here. This one. All right. Yeah, I just remember that. I fucking love that game.
And what I also want to mention is, a lot of people may not know this, but it was loosely based off of Stephen King's book, The Mist.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because of the portal and...
Yeah.
Because yeah. Because the original name in... fuck. It's not in this room, is it? Damn it, I have it somewhere. Might be down there, next to Dexter. But the original one, because it was the Black Mesa's a take on the name of the army base that was in The Mist.
Yeah.
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 So, and then basically in the same one. If you don't know the story of Mist, I'm going to ruin it for you. This army base, there was this portal found that we could look through. And so his army base was basically built around it. And then they were doing experiments on it, and they accidentally charged the portal too much, and it became a gateway. So shit started coming through, and it was fucked up, like eating people and giant, and they couldn't close it, and it started, yeah, it was fucking crazy. I love that movie, by the way. So fucked up.
Never seen that movie, but now I want to.
What?
The movie is actually...
It was one of the best ones.
The movie itself is kind of a slow burn, but yeah, it's a really good Stephen King movie. Yeah.
Fucked up ending.
But the ending is what really, really gets you.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Brutal. I don't want to... No.
Bring it on.
Dude, so one of the worst... So basically, all these creatures, and basically it's about this, like, morality thing, and this, like, essentially mist takes over this fucking small lake town, and then... Aaron Eckhart?
No, it's the Puncher. It's
Thomas Jane is a painter, and actually it's cool because he's Drew Struzan's paintings. Guy does like all the Star Wars and all those ones. Anyways, so he has to go to town. Thinking stuff doesn't matter. The mist sets in. All these creatures start showing up and eating people out of, like, they just pop out of the mist and fucking eat people. So they're hiding inside this grocery store. And people are thinking, oh, it's the, you know, God's trying to, you know, it's rapture and blah, 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 stuff, right? So all this shit happens, and then basically him and a couple other survivors try to leave and go. They're going out. Shit's happening, craziness. They come up upon a school bus, which was full of kids earlier you saw, and it's all fucking decimated, blood everywhere, craziness, and cars are flipped over, and shit's going down. They go by to pick up his wife, and she's fucking spider-webbed up in this fucking thing by these creatures, nice. All fucking dead. Dude, they're like, holy shit, and it's him, his son, this lady, and an old guy and an old lady, right? Like this, a younger lady that's his
age. At the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm skipping quite over stuff so you can enjoy it. If you don't like spiders, you may not want to watch a fucking movie because there's some giant fucking spiders with legs. So then they're going, and the fucking car they're in finally runs out of gas. And, of course, you can't see him because the whole town's covered in this fucking thick-ass mist, hence the name. And so they're like, well, we have this gun, and there's five of us, and there's only four bullets. So
share ahead, man.
Yep. So basically, he's Thomas Jane's gonna basically kill everybody. So his son is now sleeping on the lap of the lady next to him, and so he points the gun. It's fucking brutal. Points the gun. Joe's about to lose it. Points the gun right at the kid. The kid's asleep. Right as he fucking opens his eyes, bang.
Oh.
And he shoots the old guy. Shoots the old lady. Shoots the lady, and then click.
Oh, click. He didn't know there was only four bullets.
Click.
And he's just crying.
And he's fucking goes ape shit on the steering wheel. Fuck. I was like, oh my God, that's fucking brutal. He just murdered his kid. Murdered this nice lady who was helping him. Murdered this old couple. So then he hears like this rumbling. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to go outside and get eaten. Opens the door, and a fucking army truck of refugees rolls by.
No.
And they're fighting the misses being pulled back in. And they're fighting back the monsters, dude. I was like, holy shit. That's not the original ending of the book.
No.
What happened is, I can't think of his name right now. Guys that started The Walking Dead. Frank Darabont.
Oh, Darabont, yeah.
Darabont. He actually rewrote that ending and gave it to King, Stephen King. Stephen King's like, that's fucked up. Do it.
Yeah.
When your ending is more fucked up
than something Stephen King can produce,
then you did a good fucking job. You know what I mean? Anyway, so
do you know what the original ending was?
I read it. It's basically
It was actually printed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's in the book. Yeah. Because they originally took the Stephen King ending, but then he rewrote it because he did. Oh, okay. Frank Darabont did the screenplay. Yeah. So, but yeah, the movie is fucking phenomenal and rough. Rough, dude. Like, he goes ape shit on that steering wheel after that bullet, that fucking fifth bullet won't shoot.
Oh,
fuck, dude. You're like, how can you, like, literally, how can you live with yourself after that?
And he didn't want to. He wanted to.
Yeah, so he went to go die by the monsters and fucking, I'd throw myself in one of those fucking trucks.
Ruined it for him.
Yeah, goddamn refugees. Bitches. Anyways, back to Half-Life.
No, that's it. What's yours? God, I'm so depressed now.
And don't shoot yourself, Joe, because it may misfire. So I am going to pick Legend of Zelda, the series. I love that series. The one I'm going to actually talk about is Ocarina of Time, one of my all-time favorite Zelda games. Link to the Past would be my close second, but Ocarina of Time, just because it's a huge game.
I think it's pretty much everybody's.
Yeah, I think it's like everyone's go-to. Yeah, you start off as a little kid, you know, then you use Ocarina of Time, go ahead, and you become like an adult out of time, and it's awesomeness, and just I love it a lot. That's all I really had about that.
That is really the least amount of talking you've ever done in your entire fucking life. Actually, I'm not going to lie.
Yep. It's perfect.
It had one of the best stories. I mean, like you said, it was so Majora's Mask.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, yeah, it was a great game. The cool thing about it too is like you had, it was more of an adventure than the other games were. Like, it was more open world than anything else. You can go to different areas. You were limited when you went to certain areas. You couldn't do things, but you could still go there and interact with people. And they'd be like, "Oh, we don't need a hero." And you're like, I'll come back later, you know? But it's cool because you get to visit different areas. And, like, then when you went back, like, to the future when you're an adult or older, areas were more open to you because you could jump and get past things and you could do different things.
You had more, like, the long shot and stuff like that.
More abilities you could do. So, it, like, open the world. It was cool because, like, you had to go, you had to use the time travel thing to go back and forth to, like, you know, plant this seed here. And then when you go back in the future, there's a big tree that gives you ability to cross over this lake or whatever. And then, like, just so many like awesome things like happened that game. I just remember like I played it so many times. Like I played obviously originally on the 64, not the 64 Double D.
Did you get the Master Quest?
Yeah, got the Master Quest one. Mm-hmm. I had it on, so I did, and then I got it on 3DS not too long ago, a couple years ago. It was super fucking awesome, except for the 3D's horrendously bad for your eyes after a while.
Did you ever collect the big, I believe it's the big Gorgon sword, and you run around like you're thinking you're the baddest?
And you fucking hit, you hit somebody and it fucking breaks.
And it breaks, and you're like, just like, what?
This is some motherfucking bullshit. They're like, oh no, we'll give you some gloves. Pick up, you know, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because your swords suck balls. Then you just realize they're like, they eat rocks, so I don't really need swords.
No.
Like, you think you should be like, get some ore up in this motherfucker. And we eat it. Like, we made this out of toothpicks.
Yeah.
You should have known. Like, you picked it up. It's like,
really. But my other wooden sword was so much better.
I know, right? It was the worst. It's so bad. You get the little fucking, literally a plank with a piece of fucking wood stapled to it. And really, you're killing fucking you're like, shit. And then you get this thing. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm like that dude from Final Fantasy. Wow. And you hit one thing. Kink. You're like,
breaks in half.
Oh, did I sell my other sword? Because I'm fucked right now. It's funny because you could use the broken half as a weapon. It just did way less damage than anything else. But like, it was awesome because like you had all the temples and then like the old Doku tree and fucking temple light temple and or temple of light.
I remember getting stuck in the Doku tree level, which is one of the first levels that you have, because I couldn't. It was. Couldn't understand that you had to light a Deku stick on fire in order to burn the spider webs
to get to the door.
To continue on.
It was just kept running around that bottom area. You're like, how the fuck do I get
and
up?
You're supposed to jump into the pit, too. Yeah. But because it was covered with the spider webs.
You kept doing it, like, this is some bullshit. And you're like,
what am I supposed to do?
Then you go, wait, back, and I did the thing with the, wait a minute. And then, like, the worst part is the torch is, like, down that fucking hallway. So you have to light a Deku stick and then run. And if you roll, it goes out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you motherfuckers. Stop, drop, and roll, dummy. So you had to do it and run over there and throw it. And, yeah, it was super awesome. You hit it, like, twice, I think, for light on fire.
No, it was only
once. It was once, yeah. And then you jump down. You're like, ain't no way down. And then you jump, then you realize there's actually a thing you can crawl. I was like, you don't get hurt when you jump. You're laying in the water, but still. It's terrifying. You're like, you jump this little kid off this cliff. You're like, fuck it. I'm going to go fight a giant spider, apparently. But, yeah, there's actually vines you can climb up and down, but. Yeah, I fucking love that game so much.
It was a fun game.
Yeah. And if you guys get a chance, I've posted online on my personal Facebook page, but just recently some dude on Vimeo posted he recreated the Temple of Light using the Unreal 4 engine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. My God, it's fucking gorgeous.
That had to have been pretty
awesome.
It's
fucking animated and everything, dude, with the fucking light coming through the windows and like the three different gems you get, medals you get. The fire one, the earth one, and the water one. And when you put them up there, it opens the door. When the door opens up, you see the master sword at the end of the hallway. Oh. And that's where, obviously, when you transform into an adult, you pull the sword out, and you know, or you touch it, and you're... I wake up as an adult. That's what happens in the game.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
I believe it's just the face that you made to go along with it.
That's the face he makes in the game. He's like, yeah, and it falls over. I did get strokey in the first time.
Yeah,
you did.
Anyway, so yeah, that's my first one is Ocarina of Time, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's super awesome. Everyone should play it. If you haven't, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Very nice.
If you don't chew double, or what is it? If you don't
Big
chew,
Red.
Big Red, fuck you. Tell it ignites. It's funny. Sorry. Okay. Adam, your second choice. Good job, Taj. I'm just kidding. Your second choice, Adam.
My second choice would have to be Alan Wake, the first one.
Not the second one?
Well, not the, the downloadable content one.
Yeah.
So, but that the main
so
game.
So fucking awful. The second one? Ugh.
No, they haven't done a second
one yet. The DLC one.
Yeah.
Did,
DLC.
Like,
I didn't, so I haven't played that one, but I mean, the core game was just amazing.
No fucking weapons.
And I should say that was the probably the second DLC that you didn't like, because the first one.
Was there a first one?
There was a first one.
Oh,
yeah.
No. The downloadable game that they came out with, that one sucked. The DLC for the original game was good.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So it was American Nightmare. That was the one that I didn't played.
Garbage.
Okay. But anyway, like, just the kind of, it was a different gameplay, different feel, where you had to shine a light in order to knock off the darkness on the characters, and then shoot them.
I don't know why I looked at Todd when I said that.
Oh, gee, I don't know why I looked at, fuck you.
He looked at me like, what is this game I'm talking about? And then, like, you knock off the darkness, and I just, like, darkness?
Oh, shit.
What up, Brandon? We have a friend named Brandon Darkins. We call him the Darkness because he's black and his last name is Darkins.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. His last name is actually Darkins.
I believe you.
But we call
him
Darkness.
You know,
there's a funny story about that. So when the Xbox 360 released the Kinect for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
The story is fantastic. So, yep. So it, at first they had problems sensing darker skin tones, mostly black people. So we're setting it up for the first time, right? Yep. No,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So when we're
it was a Kinect problem.
Yeah, it was like a legit Kinect, like all of them.
So Microsoft is racist,
yeah, super. Well, they're from Seattle. Come on, now.
That's true. They're not a lot of black people in Seattle.
Yeah, like
or
four.
Washington in general.
Yeah. So they were setting it up in the pod at work, and there we are, like Darkins and I. Darkins literally just started the store like that day. It was his first day at the store at our store. He transferred from another store to ours. So we're doing it, we're setting up, and I'm down there, and I'm plugging it in and getting it all arranged, because they tell us, like, where to put it at for the best thing for the pod that we have it in. And he's sitting there, and he's trying to test it, and it's not working. And I'm telling him, like, it's not because of this, like, it's because it's not set yet or in the right spot. He's, like, trying to mess with it. I'm like, dude, wait a minute so I can finish setting it up. And then this customer comes over, and he's like, oh, what's this? We're like, it's the real Kinect. He's like, oh, is that the Kinect? And he looks at me and goes, so is that having a problem seeing you? Right to Darkins. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Really, that's your question you want to ask? You him, but hey, black guy, this ain't working for you? So then Darkin's like, nah, man, just don't like me. I was like, he's like, yeah. And then he said the N-word. I can't say that. I can, but people hate me.
Another black guy?
No, oh, God, no, it's a white guy. No, Darkin said it. He's like, yeah, he's like, this camera hates the N-word. I was like, You can't.
You had me thinking that.
You
can't.
We're at
some stuff you're a white guy.
Like, Brandon, you can't say that. The customer's like, oh, yeah, I read about it online. I was like, I gotta go.
Well, remember a couple months before that, too, when we were set up a new display of camera displays, and one of the Sonys didn't do the facial recognition for black people?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. The worst thing trying to show that to a black person that came up asking about it.
Well, normally it happens a square comes up around your face.
Because one guy actually asked me, he was all like,
black.
So this one has facial recognition, right? And I'm all,
not for
nope.
you.
Yeah,
you just lie. Nah, doesn't.
There's an N plus mode. It's also known as a flash.
Oh, God, I hate you.
It wasn't me. I didn't design it.
Sure.
Otherwise, I would have let it not have. I'm going to say it. I was going to say
caution.
Something else. I love everybody.
So the game.
The game. Alan Wake, so you flash the darkness, or the flashlight.
Flashlight on the darkness.
Yep, goes away.
So, yeah, and then the crazy part was also there's very limited ammo. So most of the time, it's either you have fight or you just run to
and
try to get
time
into the light.
It was running.
Yes. A lot of time I was running, and there was just a really creepy feel to where you can go exploring. It was such a big world, and you'd pick up these manuscripts that actually tell more of the story. There was a TV episodes that you can watch that were just fucking bizarre. Like, wasn't one time he was like hanging from a noose or something in it? It was really
weird. They were much like Twilight Zone episodes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And, but it was a really creepy game to where you want to go off and explore, but then you don't want to get caught by all the darkness and stuff and limited ammo.
Limited flashlights because the batteries took Duracell.
Yeah.
It sounded like Duracell. It wasn't Duracell. It was
no,
that
no,
name.
It had. It
was
initially
it
had a name brand.
Really?
battery to it. I thought.
I thought it was something that sounded like a
Duracell. Or was it like Power Cell? Or
I don't know what it was. Anyway, we could probably look it up.
Duracell.
It's cell durable.
We can.
These are durable cells.
We give you batteries.
Yep. We
Duracef.
Yep. Duracef. It's like UNICEF, but it actually shows up on time. It helps people.
Yes. You get a little box. Get a little box.
Yeah.
No, I love that game too, and I've been really hoping Remedy. I think the studio was.
Yeah. Which got bought out by Microsoft.
Did they get? They got bought out by Microsoft. Yeah, yeah. They were in development on a sequel.
Oh wow!
But haven't heard of anything on that.
Well, how fucking bad the DLC or the downloadable one was.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't count that as a full game.
Well, no, you can't. That's the problem.
Yeah,
but I mean, when you sink and you sink money into it and it doesn't do well, you usually don't get a sequel.
This is true.
True. I think one of the coolest things too about it was they actually had a real band. The old Gods of Asgard.
Yeah,
were actually Poets of the Fall.
Yeah.
Which was a great band. After playing through that, there's a couple songs in there, War and all that, and the band just became amazing.
Eh.
And then also, the whole advertisement for it was live action. So IGN had a huge series of just trailers and stuff. That was really cool.
Yeah, like a web show for it, or like a web like clips for it.
And then
cool.
Pandora actually had a radio for it called Bright Falls Radio, which had the old 50s music. It was
supposed to be like the radio station from that small ocean or lighthouse town thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But yeah, I would have to say that was one of my favorite games of all time.
And it
had
legitimate jump scares in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not like, oh, I'm going to get scared. Like, nope. You're walking like, ah, fuck.
Exactly. That's why you didn't want to explore.
And wet myself.
Yeah.
Normal.
No, more. Well, okay, yeah, normal.
Well, fair enough.
I guess it depends. I'm not going to say that joke.
What?
No, my dad came up with a joke earlier. He's like, what does 80-year-old pussy taste like?
Oh. Depends.
Depends. Get it? Because, like, they were.
Anyway, Taj.
Taj,
what's yours?
Please, quickly. My second, I'm going to go with a series as well, Halo.
Oh, get them powdery. That's what you should call old dudes when they come. Get them powdery. Like, you have old ladies, get them dusty. Dude, should we get them powdery?
You seriously just cut me off with that shit.
Sorry. Because we were talking about last night, which ruined everybody.
Yeah, everybody got up from that table and left.
Right at the same time?
Yeah. You guys can't get up and leave right now, so. get them powdery.
Watch me. I'm not going to, but.
I know. I know you won't. Go, do it.
Oh, I'm gone.
Where the fuck did Joe go? And where did David Bowie come from? Sorry, go ahead.
Where was I?
Where was David Bowie?
Oh, God damn
it. I love that line, and I'm just going to plug Brit and Nick real quick because that's where it comes from.
I'll post it.
It's
somewhere.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I'll find
just
it.
Just go Google.
Anyways, go ahead. Toshy, Tosh, Tosh.
Halo series. Specifically Halo 3. Love that game. I would play it now if I could.
You can.
I haven't seen
like
the other
now
room.
Now or now
like right this
right,
second
right,
or
now,
like
now.
Today you could
like, oh like right, totally not like now. Right now go. Now you'd have to get up we'd like
exactly.
We wouldn't stop
it's
recording
gonna,
but you could get up
right now
go out the door go when around the corner
yes. Now
I still own the game
now,
so
now?
I know that
Spaceballs.
I can still play
that's
it
awesome yeah
but just I mean I love the Halo storyline. I even enjoyed playing kind of the offshoot games like
ODST dude
Reach and ODST
fuck Reach dude
I liked them all.
Dude, Reach had the most depressing ending, dude. You're like, this kicks ass. These dudes are awesome. Can't wait for the show.
Everyone.
Dead.
Everyone.
Dead.
You are not going to make it.
Did fucking, dude Game of Thrones guy write that script or something?
Oh, R.R. Martin?
Yeah, I really care for this character. Brains on your face.
Yeah.
I was like.
You weren't, I mean, you thought that you were going to make it and you didn't.
The bitch just got shot through her faking fucking head like. Like, don't, ooh.
Yeah, the fucking smart chick, not
she's
cool.
She's like, hell yeah, shoot the robotic arm, I'd still let her touch it. And then, boom, brains out the front of her
not
head.
Not with the
like,
robot arm, though.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
With the robot arm, because it's strong grip.
No, she's
like, perfect.
Rip it off.
You know, she's good.
She can be gentle with it. Don't make her mad, then she'll rip it off.
She lived her life kind of mad, though. She was pretty.
And then she got her fucking
hanging out with all those dudes,
Keep it in the fleshy arm. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, so you're a robot hater, huh?
Pretty much.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah. I always knew. I always knew.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, so,
but yeah.
Halo.
Love the Halo storylines. Master Chief and Cortana.
What was it? What was it from Futurama?
Robosexuals.
Yeah, yeah. Robosexuals. Because it was.
There was Romosexuals, were homosexual robots.
Yep. Robos. Yeah.
No, for Halo, I love the series, the Halo series. But thinking back on it, I think actually the games that I love the most from it were Reach and ODST, because they were some of the most.
They were more developed.
They're very developed and really original, because you were kind of used to, you know,
doing whatever.
Comet Evolved and you know, it was just, it really made it, Halo it was 3. Different. Halo 3,
Fall of 2007.
It was a while ago.
Yeah,
Halo 4 was a great game. I mean, when they did the, who was it who remade it?
It was
323.
Remade it?
343.
343. Well, they remake it, but continue on.
Yeah, it's 75309.
Jenny found you. We're not.
No.
We're not.
You're all alone, buddy. All
right. But they also redid Halo Combat Evolved with the new engine.
Really?
You never played that?
You never played the re-release of
Combat Evolved? Dude, in the middle of it, you can hit the fucking back button and it would switch the graphics to OG graphics back to the new one.
It's nuts.
Way different.
Yeah. No, I've never played that.
You should be ashamed the fuck of yourself.
Even if you had the anniversary edition or whatever of Combat Evolved, the original,
it was OG Halo. And it had its own multiplayer. It was awesome.
The difference in graphics alone is mind-boggling. But love the games. And, I mean, if you don't know the game, shame on you, first off. But, I mean, there's a fucking love story in that game. That's all I'm saying. And Master Chief versus Cortana. If Cortana was real, I think Master Chief would be knocking the bottom
Master
out of it right
Chiefing
now.
That?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is, but
you know
it's
a
new thing.
It is
balls deep in that computer program. Oh, I'm gonna fuck your ones and zeros. Sorry,
I'll give you a one.
I'm gonna upgrade my
RAM. Two zeros.
I'm gonna insert my RAM in your slot. Sorry.
Yeah, love the game. Still play it all the time. I play online regularly. Halo 4. Since it's the only one you can play online now, but
Joe, calm down. It's okay.
I just enjoy that. I play that game over Call of Duty, and I know there's a lot of Call of Duty fans, and the game is fun. I like Call of Duty, but when it comes to online gameplay, I prefer Halo over Call of Duty. And I know it's not nearly as realistic, but I think that's why.
Can we bring up Advanced Warfare?
I suppose we can. I mean, we can't say it's a favorite because it's not out yet.
Have you seen the fucking gameplay though?
Yeah.
Holy!
It's amazing.
I want to fucking drop kick somebody with an exosuit so goddamn bad.
I want an exosuit because that shit is nuts. I mean, fucking jumping light years away and
so fucking awesome.
And then you know you've got fucking crazy ass, what's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey fucking commentary.
I
don't know if he's supposed to be like the president or a guy who wants to be president or whatever, but he is crazy and I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be badass.
I'm excited about it.
Oh, sorry.
You're excited? Feel these nipples. Sorry.
Did you steal line from brain donors? You son of a bitch.
God, basketball. We do not steal lines from TV shows and stuff.
No, actually, no, they never. Baseball stole
it
from brain
stole
donors.
It from brain
donors.
Yeah.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
But he got it from basketball.
Actually,
well,
we watched last week when you left.
Both of them?
Not basketball. No. I've seen that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stole it from that then.
No. Anyway, so Halo. So Halo 3 is your choice out of those?
Yeah, out of the series, I would say Halo 3 is my favorite. I love that game.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that's what you thought was the end, where Master Chief and Cortana are just floating into the fucking nothing. And you really, and I was convinced that they weren't going to make another Halo game, and that was going to be the end of it. I wanted them to make another, and eventually they did, but it was one of those things where the end of the game is just kind of sad because, you know, Master Chief doesn't die, Cortana doesn't die, and you're just floating into nothingness, going to take a nap.
And 17 years later, 4 comes out.
Yeah, and it's fucking crazy, and I like 4 a lot. I like the storyline, gameplay, the fucking, everything about that game is a lot of fun. I like, you know, what they've
crazy
done.
Crazy too, man. They got fucking nuts with that game. They're like, hey, remember how like crazy that shit was in the other ones? We're going to do like 10 times crazier, so get ready, because we're about to blow the doors off this motherfucker.
And I thought that the Gravemind or whatever from 3 was nuts, and they did a really good job of going above and beyond that with the Prometheans and all, And yeah,
pretty nice, even like, motherfuckers.
I was kind of pissed off because what was the series of gameplay that you had after the fact? The they had a weekly releases for
The challenge ones.
Yeah, yeah, that you could play, and then they only did one season of that, and then they were like, well, we're done with that shit. Even though it was wide open, yeah. They're like, yeah, we're done.
Speaking of that, I forgot to mention this the other day. So, the end of last year, they were talking about how they're going to do a Halo show.
Still in production.
Yes, and it's going to be on TV now, yep. Not just Xbox. It's actually going to be, yep.
Showtime. Oh, so it's actually going to happen?
Yep. It's going to be on TV.
Back now, it doesn't mean it's good. Spielberg.
Yeah, it could be on CBS because that's who Showtime owns.
Yeah.
But if it's on Showtime, Showtime is super awesome. No commercials.
Hopefully they yeah, would but, go with yeah, Game
but
of
But produced
Thrones.
By Steven Spielberg still. Yeah. Like, he's still all involved, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
And they're new, like, shoot-off movies and stuff, dude.
Is it going to be based off of, like, the...
we don't know yet.
Oh, shit.
It's a TV show based in the Halo universe.
Because the weekly series that they did for leading Ford up to 4... Ford Until Dawn. Love it.
Yeah.
Loved everything about that.
So
the fucking girl
awesome.
from the...
Yep. That's the one.
And then another person. Had that.
Yep. And that
and
one
the
guy.
The thing and the guy with the yep. thing and the place.
And then, yep.
I'm sorry, what's the name of the series?
Pew, pew, and then ha, and then rah, and then...
boom.
And we're saved. Yay.
The guy who played Master Chief in...
Giant?
Yeah, Giant guy.
From the Lion,
guy, awesome.
Movies or whatever that
yeah,
shit
yeah,
is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Goddamn nerd movies.
I am the Witch and the Chronicles of Narnia?
There we go.
Fucking nerd.
Thank you.
Somebody's got to be.
Yeah.
They ain't fucking Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Nobody ain't fucking Mike.
Well, that's enough about Halo.
Oh, the today. Giant that played Master Chief. Yeah. So, Halo, that was awesome. Applaud you.
Thank you.
Michael, what's your second one?
He's going back and forth on which one I should... go as my second one. I'm actually going to go with Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Fun-ass
game. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Every leading up to that, I played a couple of the Grand Theft Autos, and I liked them, but I was just like, I don't know. I couldn't really get into them, like, story-wise or anything like that for a lot of them. Like, it was fun, but that was just about it. But I liked the open world of it and, like, being able to just mess around and not have to play a game on the game schedule, you know what I mean? Just gonna go around, do your own thing, get side missions, do...
Do you remember what it was called originally? Or not originally called, but do you remember what people were calling it when it first came out, or before it came out?
No.
Grand Theft Horse.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
But, yeah, the
Rockstar games, they make Grand Theft Auto.
But you could steal people's horses in it.
Yeah. So awesome. That's essentially what it was. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's cool, because it's... the same style of gameplay from your GTAs, you transfer it back into Western time. You get all the cool little side missions to do. You know, your weapons aren't ridiculous, you know, amounts. You just very simple. I think there's only a total of, like, what, like 8 guns or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a lot in it.
Very true to the
shotgun, rifle,
time.
And, like, a couple pistols or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Yeah. And so yeah, the gameplay was fantastic. The story I thought was really good. And then towards the end where you switch over to Jack, I think, right? His son's
yeah, the
name.
Ending, or the ending, quote-unquote, was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, or the scene where the original character dies before you jump ahead.
Yeah.
Really shitty, because you...
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler.
Jesus, really?
Plenty of that going on.
But yeah, when asshole. You open up the barn door, though, and you see everyone, and you try to quick aim, because, like, you're thinking...
I can survive this, right?
Hey, I can beat this. Maybe it's going to suck.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh, it seems that I'm
But you can get
dying.
Like 6 of them, and then you're going to die anyway. Like, no matter what, you're going to die.
Blammoed.
The voice acting?
Tremendous.
Amazing. Like,
and the graphics were fucking amazing.
Yeah, for
the time.
2010.
For how much they did in it, too.
It still holds up really well. Yeah. It's still a game I'll jump into and play.
Did you ever get a chance to play Gun? It was one of the original 360 launch titles.
I like that game.
That game was... We had Thomas Jane did the voice in it. That one was super fucking... Oh, you played it here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I asked.
And then one of the other cool little features to it, too, were the all the little mini games. Like being able to sit down and
play poker shit,
with
yeah.
people. And like the commentary just in that was pretty hilarious. Or... just little dumb things like going and being able to take a couple shots of whiskey until you passed out stupid drunk or trying to walk back upstairs after like 4 shots and you like the camera view keeps swaying, your character keeps going back and forth. What was that?
Weird.
It was a ghost. But yeah, so that's
Did you ever play the expansion, I guess you could say? Like,
yeah.
Or secondary game? Like
the Halloween
The Undead one?
Undead
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
The Red Dead.
Oh, it was so
I messed around
fun.
With it a little bit. I didn't.
Oh, dude, it was so fun. The worst part is, so in it, if you don't know, you play the son, and you actually shoot your dad.
Yeah. Pretty
nice.
Shitty.
Yep.
And also, I was reading that they're making a sequel.
Still cool. planned, yeah.
Is in the works, so yep. that'd be awesome. Especially on one of the newer next-gen ones.
Especially how big and crazy they made Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
So
if
imagine
they could
like,
turn around and do that with Red Dead 2, that'd be...
Move it up in time a little bit, like do like...
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say,
technically 3.
Yeah.
Because the first one
was Redemption.
Yeah.
Well,
but
it was just
there was the first game, it was Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah, Red Dead Revolver,
and
then
Red
Dead Redemption.
Redemption is the second
right.
one.
Red Dead Revolver came out, what,
I never
or something
played
like
Red
that?
Dead
it was,
Dead
was, I remember playing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Is that I didn't know that was a sequel.
Yeah.
It's got the same fucking name.
Red Dead Revolver. Oh.
Whatever.
What else?
What I remember about Red Dead Redemption,
this
though,
one will be called Red Dead Redemption 2. Two. Whatever the
Die
number.
Die Harder.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Harder.
Shoot the glass. But yeah,
really
that was my second one.
The Yoshi's and Bam feet shoot the glass.
Hey, remember that shitty movie Godzilla?
No. No, I don't.
I think we did a podcast about it
Fuck
one time.
Fuck that movie.
Wait, has it happened? Will it happen? I don't know.
What?
We're in the future.
Don't touch each other.
Too late.
Or do touch each other. Yeah.
No, what I wanted to say about Red Dead Redemption is the first time that I actually sat down and played it, the random encounter that just happened was I was going to the next story point. I was on my horse, and I fucking get hit by a mountain lion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah, first time that happened to me, I was so pissed.
Knocks me and my horse down. I'm sitting there going,
horse
what
runs
the fuck
away.
Is that? No, I'm sitting there, where the fuck is this thing shooting? You know, I finally find it. I shoot and kill the thing, and I look. I turn around. I'm like, oh, my horse is dead. Fuck.
Yeah.
I have to walk.
And then you skinned it, right? Did you skin it?
No, he cut it open and crawled in like a tauntaun and said, I'm staying warm in the middle of the
desert.
I'm
staying warm in the middle of, yeah.
I thought these things
it's cold
thought
at night.
Smell bad on the outside.
Milk was a bad choice. Yeah.
So good.
But that was the worst thing because you didn't have the power to whistle and summon a new horse. So I had to actually walk to my
all
neck to the next.
Back.
And then
first
if
world
were
problems.
Unlucky, there would be a pack of them.
Yeah.
I've ran into 5 of them bitches.
Yeah.
And just couldn't get away.
Well, the reason they get angry, you call them bitches. So I'd eat your face
they
too.
Were.
Yeah. Bitches hate me and call bitches.
Yep. Yeah. So Red Dead Redemption.
Yes, sir.
Red Dead done.
Joe so slow.
So.
Joseph, go. Your second one.
Like Mike, I had two more picks.
You
want to
be like Mike? I fucking hate that movie.
Hey, remember we talked about that?
Hey, remember that game, Be Like Mike, where you played? No, okay.
No.
So I have two selected, and I really was going back and forth between the two because I really love them. Mass Effect would be one of them, but I think the one I'm going to go with is Splinter Cell. I absolutely love those types of games.
Just got done playing Blacklist.
You did, and it was awesome, wasn't
it? Amazing, love it.
The only thing I miss about that is Michael Ironside isn't doing the voice of
True.
Sam Fisher. It's really awkward to hear him.
Well, yeah,
like,
it is
the new guy talking to his daughter sounds like they're the same age.
Yeah, that's
really
the weird
creepy.
Thing because it doesn't sound old like
Michael
did
Ironside
yeah.
sounded old. Michael
Weathered.
Ironside could kill you with his voice. I mean, that's
he
how
actually
tough
has.
It is. Yeah,
this is the second me.
Mm-hmm. But I just
Good,
love
the first you was a dick.
Yeah, right.
The second you, not much better.
Well. Fair enough. It was a direct clone. We haven't improved the technology any. Anyways, go ahead.
The stories were awesome. Just straight up action movies. Tom Clancy actually had a hand
pew,
in,
pew, pew,
hand
pew.
In writing.
That's not what an end of the gun sound like. Sorry.
No. Had a hand in writing the first the story for the first game, but gave the ideas for the next handful of games. It was really the first game that used
the pump.
Such an idiot.
In the headset, it sounds funny.
So retarded.
It's like the bubbles.
Back to Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
It was one of the first games
Make
that I can recall.
Make your love noise into the...
Oh, please don't.
No.
We actually have people listening. Let's not try and scare them away.
Not anymore. Not after the last
We
episode.
Need a new fan base.
Yeah. It was one of the first games that I could think of that you really leveraged lights and shadows in order to, as a gameplay mechanic. You shot out lights in order to keep yourself in the dark, in order to keep yourself from guards, and also, you know, that was how you
navigate. And ultimately, it was one of the first games where you, the premise of the game was not to kill everybody.
No run and gun.
Right, and that's something that I actually would leverage on myself. I would try and go through the game without killing anybody. If I had to encounter somebody, I would try and knock them out.
That was the cool thing about Blacklist, though. You could do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it actually rewarded you.
Ghost Panther.
Yeah, but what was the thing you get built up so you could like automatically go a bunch of people?
Oh, the God.
That was actually introduced like the one shot or whatever.
It was you know, but in that one you did it better. So if you got like it would build up faster.
It was just the targeting thing, but it had a name though.
Yeah, it did have a name.
Fucking matter. But I like that. But yeah, I like the fact in this one you could do the stealthy or you just fucking run through people. The crossbow and electrocute him, or just fucking put the brains all over the wall. Whichever one. Oh, and the knife put to the fucking to throat. Holy shit, dude. And the blood splatter would be on the shit.
And the one thing about being Sam Fisher is that he is total badass.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he kills someone, it's fucking...
For permanence?
Yeah. There's no mistake in it, and he's so cool, calm, and collected about the whole thing.
Yeah, he is.
You know, knife in the throat, it's no day at the office.
Yep. And I will say I've nerded out, too. I've read almost all of the Splinter Cell books. I found out that I missed the last one.
Nerd.
And I'm going to go find it next time.
No one likes a quitter. All I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? What a bitch.
So that's mine. What's yours, Cody?
I like video games.
I like them a lot.
So I had
I like the videos two. That you play in the game.
I like the things with the interaction.
Almost turned into a Bill Cosby at the end of that. I could tell where you were headed. Like, you were going down the Bill Cosby road.
He's
going
to drug girls? Oh, sorry.
No.
Remember when he beat up that midget that one time?
Charles Barkley?
No, Bill Cosby, when he beat up that midget.
Oh, Charles Barkley threw a midget through a plate glass window.
I think the midget asked for it, though.
Who really isn't asking for it, though? So midgets. Mine's
Rihanna
so,
was asking for it.
Of course she was. Yeah. Funny story about that. So one point,
funny way story after about that.
Yeah, yeah. So at one point, a Chris Brown CD and a Rihanna CD came out the same day. I used to work media, so like one time, like one of the cases was like a little bit cracked, and I was like, "Oh, look at this!" And I took the Chris Brown case and I hit right on Rihanna's face. So it cracked the case right over her eye. Oh my god, dude! So I did a bunch of them and put them next on the release table, like all next to each other. I was like. Buy them in combo. They already fought. I know. It's horrible. I'm a bad person.
Interacted CD cases? Yeah. What?
They're collections. Yeah. Everyone's different.
Deluxe editions.
Yep. He has a sore hand. She has a black eye. At least
and
she finally
listens. What's your favorite game?
So I was
Chris
actually
Brown's knockout.
It's just a bunch of roundhouse kicks.
Just single punch to Rihanna.
Backhands.
I thought she was pregnant. That's why you kick her down the stairs. Hey, Cody, can I listen to your podcast? No, Mom. So I was getting I had two other ones lined up, and then for some reason dawned on me that I should pick Infamous.
Oh, yeah, you have been talking about that game a lot.
Yep, Infamous is the third game, sort of, in the series, has come out. I love the original one. It's funny because the first one... was told you like a comic book, like the cutscenes were actually pages turning and like had frames cut out. It was pretty awesome. But it's by far the best superhero game that's ever been made outside the Arkham games, except for Arkham Origins. Fuck that game. And Blackgate. Fuck that game too. But it was like, it's cool because you had electrical powers and you could sort of fly. And they used parkour for the first time really in a game, even though you couldn't parkour on a fucking chain link fence. You know, whatever.
Details.
Yeah.
Details.
Weird little things like that. It's a fucking chain link fence. You think anything is a weapon for him. Electricity and all. Metal, you know. Anyways. Super awesome games. It was one of the ones that had, like, the morality where if you like, you played through and you picked bad things, you actually got more evil and more powerful in different ways. And you get different abilities.
Kind of like Knights of the Old Republic. Love that game.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. The biggest difference, though, is Knights of the Old Republic, your abilities really didn't change too much. This one, you got eventually, as you get super bad, like, you'd shoot people and their heads would explode and, like, arc to other people and damage them and shit like that. Dude, you got fucking ridiculous. You got points for killing. Like, if you're evil, you got points for killing civilians. If you're good, you got less points for killing civilians, so it was, like, harder. So it was super fun to play through, because if you play through as evil, just fucking destroy everything. Like, literally just like, oh, look, bad guys hiding behind a bunch of people. Not anymore. Dead, 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 dead. Shoot them with lightning, like lightning grenades, and oh, it was awesome. Then they made Infamous 2, added a couple extra abilities, which I don't know how fire and ice come through with electricity, but it was super awesome. Got me more powerful. Real
high stratosphere, maybe? I don't know. Whatever.
No, you're on Earth. All right. Again, moral choices in that one. And then the newest one, Second Son, changes up a bit. It's like 7 years into the future. You don't play as the same character because in canon story, Cole McGrath in the first two games died. He sacrificed himself, and a lot of the conduits died. But you play as a new character. He's super awesome. Kind of a little bit whiny, a little bit, but super cool. Kind of snarky as well, too. But the powers now, when you get different powers, you can select, you know, select through. And you're by the end of the game, you're so goddamn powerful. It doesn't even matter because you're like, hey, soldiers, dead. You just like wave your hand and just kill everything in fucking sight. It was awesome. So the replay value of the game is pretty cool because you can obviously play one through once as good or evil and then go back and play it again.
And the one thing, I played all the way through the first. I played most of the second one, but I nearly kind of fell off of it. Dummy. But the one thing that I loved is when you went through as good and then you went through as bad, like it was very different. Like it wasn't just like, oh, this power is slightly different. Like the powers changed,
especially
different.
In the second one, yeah. Second one, you got like... when you're evil, you got more powerful as you killed more people. So you start chaining powers, and like you get an ultimate attack where you just like go, haha, fuck everything in sight. And it's like, boom, big explosion. And like you're flying and throwing electrical bombs that are sticking people when they blow up. Other little ones, bombs stick to other people and they keep blowing up. So it's huge chain reaction, like explosions. Fucking awesome. Just so much destruction. And then playing through as good. Like you get like, in the second son, you actually get benefits for like not killing people. Lame. In the first game and the second game, you still killed the bad guys. If you killed civilians, as you got evil, they actually would throw rocks at you.
Yeah.
So like you walk in the street and all of a sudden you take a little bit of damage. You're like, this motherfucker threw a rock at me. But then if you're good in the second one, they actually throw rocks at the bad guys. And so the bad guy's like, oh shit, they're throwing rocks. And it's like, yes, sir, I'm gonna electrocute you. But I didn't, you know, and like that was electricity, by the way.
I don't think that's what electricity
sounds
like.
I don't have
like.
A thing of. You know, like electricity with the.
That was a lot better than
yeah,
the
first.
Yeah,
but that's what you hear because like electricity doesn't actually, you know, have that noise or whatever.
Like, that's an electrical generator.
Nope, that is your girlfriend's best friend.
I have a girlfriend. Sweet.
And she has a best friend?
Yeah, vibrator.
Bull, yeah.
That was the noise. Because you can't say yeah. That was mean. I'm sorry. That's why she left you. Totally but anyways, Infamous, super awesome games. The first two obviously played together because they, you know, went together because they were the same character. And
how's
Zeke
Second
was in
Son?
It. Second Son's really good. After playing the first one through as evil, you can go through. I've come up with a strategy. I can give it to you if you want. Go through and clear all the gang areas first before you do story missions. A, you get powerful, way more powerful that way because you can level up. But also, it makes it way fucking easier to take down bosses and stuff like that because you ain't got a bunch of gangs coming to come and help them because you've whittled down like their control areas so the less of the bad guys show up. And then Second Son is even more so because you take back districts. And when you do that, you don't fight anybody anymore. So then like. When they send the helicopters or the keep people after you, it's like, well, you're not going to get any help. So dead, 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 dead. Blow up your helicopter. Winner.
Winner, winner. Chicken
yep.
dinner.
So it was super fun. So, but you get like if you do that, you get so powerful before you start doing story missions that it doesn't fucking matter who they send after. It's like, nope, this guy's going down. Boom, going down like a prom date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So super awesome. Do love them. I'm halfway through playing. Second Son on the good playthroughs, my second playthrough, because I always play first through as evil.
Shocker.
I know, weird, right? Yeah, mainly because it's so much fucking easier, and you can learn how the game plays, and so when you go back to play as easy, on the good side, you can play, it's a little easier to go through and know what you're doing. God damn, it's so fucking satisfying to destroy people. That one. Plus, in Second Son is the first time where missions change if you're good or evil. Too. Like in the other two games, you do the same thing, but you do it differently. Like, you know, people react differently, things like that. And the Second Son, you actually do different missions if you're good or bad. So it's pretty cool that way, too, which I didn't realize until I'm halfway through. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to go kill the protesters live. I have to go to the docks and kill drug dealers. That's weird. So it's, I don't know what I'm doing now. because I played this part of the game. Shit. But yeah, super fun game. Awesome graphics, especially in the new one. Looks gorgeous. Seattle. They placed this time they put it in a real city, which is Seattle, where Sucker Punch is actually from. And they actually scanned real Seattleites. What's that they call them? Into the game. I know. But they actually, so in, if you were, if you Flannel are everywhere. In Seattle, you can actually play the game and see.
So it's Cody.
People. Yeah. Well, yeah. Duh. Hello. But do you actually see people, like the people that are in the game, there actually are people who live in Seattle and stuff like that, which is pretty fucking cool. And, like really real cool. Landmarks and stuff like that. The game is, in like distance wise, is smaller. Like you can get from the Space Needle to across town a lot faster in the game, obviously. But it's still cool because, like, you have the landmarks. And things like that, and little Easter eggs from other games, like Zed shows up in it, and then you get McG's electronics, which is funny because Cole McGrath is electrical. His powers are electrical in the first two games, and so it's pretty cool like that. I was hoping to show up, though. God damn it. Fucking so lame. I'm going to show up, like, be the ultimate bad guy, or, like, you free him, and he's going to fight with you. Oh, so fuck up. Plus, I would get electrical powers and just fuck people up.
He'll show up on third. Like
the Emperor? Son. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Third Son?
Third Son?
Stop it. All
right.
Second Son 2?
It doesn't square, right?
Don't make that the title.
Second Son Punch.
Yeah, don't.
It'll just be called Another Infamous, because they kind of backed themselves into a corner here.
Infamous
Second
again?
Son Daughter?
Wait. Infamous?
Infamous, sir?
Infamous Daughter?
We're going to call this one Infamous Second Time Around? With Delson Rowe again? And I didn't realize, other cool thing I was going to mention, in the first game, or first two games, when you go good or evil, your appearance changes. So, like, in the first game, when you go and your electricity's, like, charging around, your eyes turn, like, red and shit like that. Second one, your lightning actually changed colors, which is pretty cool. Like, one's blue and one's red. And then this one, your complexion, Delson's complexion changes a little bit. Mostly it's actually his jacket changes, and there's a symbol on the back that changes. So if you keep his regular jacket, it becomes like either a symbol of hope or symbol of fucking destruction, where it's like there's two eagles, a blue one and a red one. If you go evil, the red one starts taking over and more dominates the picture on the back of it, which is pretty fucking cool. So it's pretty awesome. And the cool thing about it is your cutscenes actually show the difference in the jacket. So when it cuts the cutscene, it uses the game engine, so it shows the actual difference in it. So I was like, oh, that's super fucking awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was it. I guess that's it. We're over our hour, so we will say that's it for this.
I really want to go and play Knights of the Old Republic now, though.
You should. It's on the iPad now. You don't have an iPad, sorry.
Nope.
You can get it on your phone, though. It's available for the phone.
Hey, everyone else at this table.
It's got to be. Yeah. It can't be good on the phone.
Nah, probably not. No. Before we sign off, Michael, would you like to bring up some business, please?
Yes, sir. Just as always, we just want to thank all the positive feedback we've been getting, all the reviews on iTunes, all the likes on Facebook. But, you know, we're still trying to grow this thing even more so. So, please find us on Facebook. Our Facebook is?
Facebook.com/ComesNaturallyPodcast.
Right. And then if you're just on your Facebook app, you can just search for Comes Naturally. And podcasts, and it'll pop up. Our iTunes is where the bulk of our downloads have been coming from. So if you are listening to us on iTunes, please rate and review us so we can get some more traffic on that. It'll be easier for people to search for it the more reviews and the higher rating that we have. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@ComesNaturalPod.
That is correct. So in closing, just like us on Facebook. Share the page, follow us on Twitter, please rate and review us. If you go to our Facebook, we'll have the link to the actual website that basically have every form that you can download us on right now. So please do that and keep spreading the word, and that's that.
All right, so that wraps it up for this episode of Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest today was
Adam.
And
Taj.
All right, guys, we will get at you later.
Peace.
Word.
Yeah.